It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Okay, we're back. Happy eating, happy drinking, happy Bastille Day. It is. It's July 14th, and happy birthday. I have a lot of Facebook friends celebrating birthdays today, so happy birthday to all of y'all. I'm David Craig. This is our weekly show about eating and drinking on KFNS. It's called Food Talk STL. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios at KFNS. We've got some great guests on the show today. We'll get started with them in a second. First couple of notes of interest. Our website is foodtalkstl.com. We've got show archives on there. You can go back and you can listen to stuff from months gone back by. You can follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl. We invite you to like us on Facebook. And if you want to send an email, you can email us at foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. A couple of things this week, busy things going on. Wednesday night, the grass-fed burger cook-off at Whole Foods there on Brentwood, just south of the Galleria. The winner among the six chefs, Carrie McDowell of Winslow's Home, who was on the show with us a couple of weeks ago. Kevin Nashen's burger was great. He's from Sydney Street, and Adam Ganau from Achero over there. Thursday night, St. Louis Magazine's A-List party in the West End. Good food, good drink, good crowd. Friday night, last night, the Let Them Eat Art Festival in Maplewood. Congratulations to Atlas, Sid, Doggy Gaga, and the two hobo dogs who won in the various categories. And thanks to the judges Jennifer Wiley of Alive Magazine, George Mahey of St. Louis Magazine, and Darren Slyman of The Vital Voice. Nora Ephron's memorial service was on Monday. The great writer who directed and wrote Julie and Julia, well, the movie. Each program that they handed out to folks contained a recipe. She was a big cooking person. Okay, joining us now in the studio, and don't worry about the headphones, guys. Just, you know, lean in close to the microphone. We have our guest from Fox 2 Morning News, John Persborn. Hey, John.
Hey, David. How's it going?
Well, let's try that again. Take two.
Hi, David. How's it going?
It's great. Okay. You're live on the air. And your bride, Mary Persborn. Thank you for coming in.
She Hi, feeds David. Me. Yeah.
She and what?
She feeds me.
Well, And obviously, you guys are both looking great and well-fed and happy and all of that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have breakfast yet, and I was told there was going to be a whole spread in here. And it looks absolutely delicious.
Yes. Theater of the mind, yes.
Yes.
Well, there is a can of Spam. I have no idea why. You know, that could be left over from anything during the week. Yeah. And knowing the crew, you know,
It can be tasty at times.
It can be.
Depending on what you put it with.
Well, John, congratulations. You made the St. Louis Magazine A-List. That's very nice.
That's what they told me. And the big party on Wednesday night, it was fantastic. At least that's what I heard. I fell asleep.
It was Thursday night.
Or Thursday night, yeah.
That's
yeah
okay. See, I slept you were right missed. Everybody it. Said, where's John?
Yeah.
What, is he, you know, what's the deal?
I was planning to go, and because of my early morning hours, I took a little nap, and I slept right through.
And you tell me you slept late on
did,
Friday morning.
But I got to see the pictures, and I was there. It's in spirit.
Well, the food and the folks were good. And in the magazine, you're photographed wearing a bow tie. And people who maybe flip by and see you on Tuesdays wearing a bow tie on Fox 2, how did that get started? And you know, what's the deal there?
My co-host Randy Naughton said that they were back in style. And I said, they are? I said, my grandfather used to wear one. So I went home and I said, Mary, should I wear a bow tie? And she said, you would look fantastic. So I put one on. Well, it was a clip-on.
Yeah.
And she said that just
wouldn't look fantastic.
No, that just wouldn't do. So I got on the internet. I bought one. Then I bought two, bought three, and I got on the internet. And I found this guy in South Carolina in Charleston named Lucky. And he had a little video on how to tie the bow tie.
Uh-huh.
And I studied that for 2 days, and I got it down.
And so every Tuesday,
I pop one on.
You wear a bow tie.
And they are. They're starting to spread. You're seeing them in stores. And of course, Brooks Brothers has always had them. But even TJ Maxx now has bow
well,
ties.
And, you know, I'm trying to think. Former Illinois Senator and Lieutenant Governor
Paul Simon.
Big bow tie wearer. And didn't Charles Osgood, does he, didn't he sometimes wear
Charles
a bow tie?
Charles Osgood, even Walter Cronkite from time to time would wear a bow tie. Yeah. Orville Redenbacher.
Well good.
All the big names.
Well, there you go. We'll be sure to watch on, well, you know, watch every day when John's on there.
Yeah.
And Mary, who just got back from Tuscany.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Tuscany.
Oh, that must have been tough.
Oh, it was. Some friends had a villa and invited me to come and stay, and I couldn't get there fast enough.
What was the best thing you ate during your time in Tuscany?
Oh, the gelato. The gelato was amazing.
Now, did y'all make that, or was it you
went
to a shop?
I'm making it now, but we tested just about every type of gelato at every place that we passed.
were you close to a town, or were you kind of out in the boonies?
Yes, we were overlooking Lucca. It's a tiny town, but it's well known because there are some ancient ruins there. And it was that city would just sparkle far below us. We were far up in the hills in this villa that had 300-year-old. It was built 300 years ago. Had beautiful antiques in it. It was lovely.
Wow! And you still haven't seen. You've got to see that movie that I was telling you about. The one, Letters to Juliet.
I pulled that up on the internet last night, so that's on my watch list.
Yeah, you need to score that one on your DVD. And let's see, you guys both live on the Illinois side. And last week you live together. I mean, you're married and all that.
Yes.
But last week on this show, we had folks from the RFT and Sauce and a local blogger. And we were talking about places on the east side to eat. And there's a few places over there that get a lot of attention. A lot of Illinois places that get a lot of attention, but I think most of us who live on the Missouri side in St. Louis City or county or, you know, outlying counties and maybe don't get over to Illinois. I mean, I know over time I've done banquets at Fisher's in Belleville. I've gone to Pere Marquette Lodge and had breakfast and lunch up there.
But you've been to Andrea's,
no,
I'm sure.
No, I've heard of it. But now, is it as good as advertised?
Oh yeah.
They sell the sauce at, you know, Schnucks, Dierbergs, all the various. And I use it whenever I barbecue steaks or grill steaks. Always. I use this on everything, even vegetables.
Is that one of your favorite spots there, Mary?
Andrea's is wonderful.
And where exactly is that?
It's actually, it's right when you get out of Fairview Heights as you're going into O'Fallon. It's
right off of Highway 64.
Right on the left side as you're heading east. But you're going to have to exit at 159 in order to get there. And it's an old-fashioned steak restaurant, and the steaks are huge. They even have a massive one that if you can eat the whole thing.
One of those deals.
I think they just smile at you and say, I can't believe you ate that whole thing. Yeah.
Well, that's a place, I guess, that got a lot of renown and attention a few years ago. And
they moved to Chesterfield, right?
Well, I think didn't they open one out there?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think you know, it's one of those places, they've been around a little while, and they're not quite so new, so they don't get quite as much attention. You got somebody else there.
Well, our doctor, our family doctor, Bob Farmer, he's out in New Baden, Illinois, and one night he picked us up in his big truck, and he says, I'm taking you to a restaurant that you're going to like. And it was it's called Popeyes. Now I'm thinking, I don't want to eat at Popeyes. They've got those everywhere.
We kind of thought it was a chicken place. And yeah. He said, oh, no.
Popeyes.
And you've probably done TV shots in Metropolis.
All over. But yeah. This isn't that far from St. Louis. It's called Popeyes Chop House, and it's in St. Rose, Illinois.
Now, Superman is Metropolis. Popeyes, Chester, excuse me.
Yeah, Chester. But this is, the food is phenomenal. Mary,
so it's just a little tiny town, and we drove maybe 20 minutes from where we live, and all of a sudden there were cars everywhere. And there were a lot of cars with Missouri license plates, and this place is jam-packed. It's got kind of a lodgy feel. You walk in, and there's mounted taxidermy. Guys would love this place. It's really neat inside and busy.
There's a booth with a bear. You can pose. You sit next to the bear.
It's very cool.
It's called. Is it new? Has it been around a while?
It's been around for years.
It's been around.
It's called Popeyes, and it's in what town?
It's in St. Rose or Breeze, Illinois, they say. But it's on St. Rose Road. But they've got ribeyes, New York strips,
pork chops
mornay.
That are amazing. All their chops are amazing.
Baby back ribs. And just frog legs even. Toasted ravioli.
It's kind of a business casual place. It's not, you know, formal, and it's not real informal, but it's wonderful.
We will have to put that one on our list. Okay, St. Rose, if I recall, is kind of, it's north of 64. It's between 64 and 70.
Right.
And it's not quite out to the lake.
But you know, they have a website, and they have very, very easy directions on there. It's PopeyesChopHouse.com. It's that easy.
That's some of their more popular chef specials right there.
A peach loin chop. Outstanding.
Sounds nice.
The tenderloin bordelaise.
Okay, you got a couple more that you
Chilean
would
sea bass
that you would recommend for people.
All those we've had or friends have had them, well, and they're outstanding.
In Belleville, there's a little place called the Wine Tap, and it's real casual. You go in, they've got I think just about every beer you could imagine,
mm-hmm.
and so many different wines, and they've got the brick oven where they make flatbreads and pizzas. And it's just a lot of fun in there.
That's a lot of fun.
And then there's a place we haven't tried yet. We heard about
this. Oh, we're excited about this one.
This is in Edwardsville, and it's called Cleveland Heath.
Well, yeah, that's the one that's getting all the love.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
That's
now, pretty,
yeah.
Now, I stuck my head in there when I was over there. I actually...
Did you get it caught?
Well, no, I went over to, I was asked to speak to a class at SIU Edwardsville, and I went over there. And on my way, I just went up into town and stuck my head in to look around, and it's a beautiful place. And I guess it was previously, it was called Fond under another ownership.
Oh, we ate there. Sure, when it was Fond.
Okay, so that's the place.
Okay.
And these guys have gotten all the St. Louis-based critics, and St. Louis Magazine, the one that has your photo in it there, John. They pick Edwardsville as the hot new dining destination.
Really?
Based on that, and I guess there's a pizza place there called Peel and a few other places in Edwardsville. So
Mary's making notes. We're going.
So
that's on our definite to-do list.
They got the pork belly. Yeah, watermelon, pickled peppers, Thai watermelon, vinaigrette. That's a starter.
If you're just punching in, this is 590 The Fan, KFNS. Our show is called Food Talk, STL. It's on every Saturday from 11 to noon. My guest is Mary Pertzborn and her husband, John, who's a morning news anchor over at Fox 2. Hey, you guys went to the earthquake fundraiser benefit thing over at Achero,
yes,
right?
Yes, Achero was outstanding.
And we had a fantastic meal, and we sat beneath, I don't think it was a mimosa tree, it was some kind of an exotic tree, and these little flowers were sprinkling into our food because we sat outside.
And we assumed they were edible because we're still here.
And it added to the meal. It was really delicious.
It was pretty romantic.
I didn't think we were very deep into the drought back then. That was like the beginning of June.
It was right before the drought began, and these little flowers landed in our salad, our entree, and even the dessert.
Beautiful presentation.
With a creme brulee with flower petals.
Oh, okay. Well, and you went then to Italy, and you weren't anywhere near where the earthquake had hit, or were you?
Not really. Now, well, it was a few hours away. But I mentioned that there was a fundraiser at a restaurant in St. Louis that we went to, and the Italians were so moved by that. They were very touched.
Well, they say, you Americans, you always do so much for other people. Mm-hmm. It's nice to hear for a change.
And, John, you went to Madrid. You got to do a little traveling.
I was with Team in Training, which is the Lymphoma Leukemia Society. I trained with these folks, and then we went over and ran the first rock and roll marathon in Madrid.
Did you run the whole 26 miles?
Yeah, 26.2. There it's in kilometers. It's like 58-something, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, that plays a mental trip on you because you're used to seeing miles ticked off.
Well, sure, and you think...
is this ever going to end?
Am I done? No. I think I'm half done. Oh, no, it's a quarter? Okay, good.
Yeah.
But did you eat anything good in Madrid?
Mary said, you need to eat at a tapas place. And I'm thinking, a topless place? I would never do that. Then I figured out it was tapas. You go into these little bars, and they have these little things. They just keep feeding you. And it's after a while, it's a mm-hmm. meal. You order another beer, you get more tapas.
But you said you loved the chocolate drink.
Oh, yes. What was the name of that place? Oh, it was behind a church in Madrid. And I said, this would...
A lot of churches in Madrid.
Oh, sure, yeah. That place, yeah.
This would be a hit in St. Louis. And you get this cup of chocolate. And it's not like our hot chocolate. It is thick. And then they give you these deep-fried long little... They almost look like bread sticks from Fazoli's,
okay,
but they're not. And you dip them in the chocolate, and you eat these, and it's unbelievable. Then you drink the chocolate, and it's all maybe $5.
Is it a little stand-up place where you just run in and...
It's like a Crown Candy type of place, only everything's kind of greenish, and it's from the same era. And there's a line that moves very fast.
And these are like... Well, you know,
churros. I'm told you can get them down in Cherokee.
Well, there's some Asian things that we've gotten at the Asian markets that you kind of dip into various prepared chocolate or strawberry or something like that.
Yeah, but this is similar, and it was fantastic. And I thought, apparently there was a group of Japanese there about 2 years ago, and they said, must have. They took it to Japan, and they opened up the same thing there, and it's a major hit. The only thing is the churros are shaped like hearts.
Mmm, how cool.
So, yeah.
How very nice. Okay, what's the best thing you've cooked for John here lately? I'll ask you, Mary.
My morel mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. John loves to find morel mushrooms, number one. He comes back with great big bags. And then I make all sorts of things like a fricassee, which I learned from Balaban's.
And then when they're in season, the end of May, white asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Weizenspargel.
Now, are you foraging this in the woods or at a farmer's market, John?
In the woods. Well, the actual white asparagus comes from the original Goetz plants that were brought over from Bavaria, but they sell them at Eckert's and at the farmer's market in Belleville.
The white asparagus we buy, the morels we hunt for.
Yeah.
And John's got all his secret places.
And for those of you who don't know how to find them, you can go to Beasley's Fish Market in Grafton toward the end of, beginning of April or
April.
So, and you can buy them there.
Okay, but you won't give out maybe a hint.
Well, I'd have to kill you if I...
Well, yeah, and you won't tell us where, but I mean a hint for somebody who wants to go out and forage for mushrooms in the woods.
In the woods.
In the woods. Okay.
That's the hint I'm going to give you.
By Dead Elms.
Yeah,
hey, that,
the Elms story.
That certainly narrows it down. Well, I'm glad you guys made it over. I know there were some traffic difficulties getting from Illinois into St. Louis today, huh?
Yeah, the secret is take the Eads Bridge. MLK is moving a little bit, but Poplar is shut down.
Well, yeah, as soon as you get across the Poplar, Highway 40 is closed, and you have to go somewhere else.
They send you down to 44, and then you have to wind your way back up to 40.
Well, I'm glad you all made it here. Thank you very much for coming by.
We wouldn't have missed it for the world.
And good to visit. There's John Pertzborn, A-list anchor from St. Louis Magazine on Fox 2, and you usually come on at 7, right?
7 o'clock, but if somebody's on vacation, and somebody's always on vacation, usually about 5 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
But normally it's 7 o'clock.
Kind of rotates around.
Yeah, 7 to 9.
John Pertzborn and his bride, Mary. Thank you guys for stopping in and
Thanks,
on the show here with us.
It was fun.
Well, good.
We'll listen more.
We'll do it again another time.
Okay.
It's 590 The Fan, KFNS.